power has been restored to all plants now in County Mayo. That's all our water plants. We lost 19 of those plants through no power. And obviously with water supply, you know, we rely heavily on electricity to power our plants, to pump water up from our sources to our plants, to treat the water then, and also then to distribute the water out to the network. You know, and in Mayo, for example, we have, you know, we've about 26, 27 water treatment plants. We have about 81 reservoirs, 116 pumping stations, nearly 5,000 kilometres of main. So that's the infrastructure that provides water to all households and all our businesses and all industry. During the storm, we lost power to a lot of those plants, but, you know, slowly but surely power has been returning. And also then we've kicked in generators on many of them as well. So we have power restored. We are supplying water out into the networks, but obviously there are going to be some areas that proving difficult to supply at the moment. That's mainly due to the fact that as we get water out into the network, intermediary our pumping stations, we're finding that power may have been lost to those. So obviously we need to get power generators hooked up to those. Also, as reservoirs fill, people in higher areas may have lost pressure or may not have water back as of yet. But certainly we're focusing in on that at the moment and trying to get water restored to as many premises as possible across the county.
Is there a general idea as to when water will be restored across the county by?
At the moment, there's about 6,000 customers, mainly in the east of the county, that are without water. But we've got the Parnacarl pumping station back now, and that feeds water out into the Knock, Claremorris. It feeds into Roscommon and South Galway as well. So that's up and running. So we're trying to get water out to that area. Obviously, it doesn't take an hour. It takes a number of hours, if not days, to get it to the end of the network. So that's what we're working through. Obviously, then there may be air locking in some scenarios as well, or some areas. You know, there's for example, in the Bangor Eras area, we've a large leak or an air lock or something at the moment, and we're trying to identify that. Belcorrick as well, and Keena, we have alternative water supplies in place. Mason, Claremorris, we're getting a generator to the site, and that's affecting about 700 of the population. But you can see what we're doing. You know, we're waiting for water to return to networks, to reservoirs, and that, to pumping stations, you know, and then we have to figure out whether there's power on at those pumping stations. And if there is, we'll have to get generators in there and pump the water on. So that's the work that's continuing on the ground at the moment.